They have violated his laws and broken his everlasting covenant. Therefore, a curse consumes the earth and its people. A curse. They are left desolate, destroyed by fire. Few will be left alive. Few will be left alive. That means that how many people's on the earth right now? About 7 billion. What is a few? Well, last time we don't know how many there was, but he said, few there will be that will be saved. But there was, how many were saved in the flood?
Eight
people. That's what I call a few, Tom. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That's it, this first three rows right here. That's all that was left. For the whole earth. He got rid of most of them, didn't he, Tom?
He got rid of all of them except that eight.
Eight people were saved. And they were saved because of one man's holiness, Noah. One man's holiness saved eight people. Verse 7 and 8. All the joys of life will be gone. The grape harvest will fail, and there will be no wine. The merrymakers will sigh and mourn. The clash of tambourines will be stilled. The happy cries of celebrations will be heard no more. The melodious chords of the harp will be silent. Now, I watched something on Daystar this week that really bothers me. I don't remember what time of the night it was, but it was on one of the Daystar channels on digital television. And there was a church, big church, with 6, 7, 8 young people on stage playing all kinds of instruments. I thought about this scripture when I saw this. I mean, they were screaming. You couldn't understand what they were saying. They were screaming songs. They're jumping all over the place with their guitars and their basses and all kinds of stuff, doing all kinds of wild commotions. And then the kids out there, or the young people out there in the audience, was jumping up and down and screaming and waving their hands and doing all kinds of things. And then on the platform, I saw something that was beyond my wildest dreams. I don't know how they do this, but I know that they can do strange things today. It looked like all of a sudden, all over the platform, it burst into flames. Did anybody see that the other night? Anybody watch that? Nobody? I was the only one in here that saw that. Those flames burst up, and they're right in the middle of those flames, playing their guitars and going crazy. And right in the middle of those flames, this is in a church on a platform, I thought to myself, this looks more like hell than a church. I mean, I can't imagine using flames. There's something wrong with this picture. Of all of the things I'd want to be come up around me if I was a Christian would not be flames of hell. So I have a real problem with that. I don't even know who the group was. But if I do watch, and I will, I'm sure I'll watch Daystar again. But as I do watch Daystar, if they come on again, I'm going to find out who they are. Yeah. And if they do this again, then I'm going to go down and talk to Marcus Lamb. And Marcus, do you know this is what's going on your television set? This looks like hell to me. This don't look like nothing Christian. Well, you know, I mean, I know Marcus personally. I could go tell him. He may not do a thing in the world about it, but he may not know what's going on. I don't know. You know, when you're on a television network, you can't see everything that goes on 24/7. You just can't be there. There's too many things. But of all the things, if I was running the television station, that's one of the things I wouldn't want, was a bunch of wild kids in a big church with flames coming all around. Would you?
No.
That don't look like nothing to glorify God to me. Well, somebody says, you're an old fogey. Okay, maybe I am, but praise God. I still think flames of hell, whether you're young or old. I don't want to be in them, do you? No. Verse 9 and 10. All that stuff's going to be silent when this happens. Gone are the joys of wine and song. Strong drink now turns bitter in your mouth. The city lives in chaos. Every home is locked to keep out looters. You know, it's almost to that today. How many of y'all left your house today and left it unlocked? Nobody? Y'all as bad as me? You mean when you go to town, you lock the door?
Yeah.
Why do we lock the door? Do what, son?
I my neighbors.
Don't trust your neighbors, okay? Well, I'm telling you, I remember when I was a kid. Some of y'all may be as old as I am or halfway as old as I am. When you were a kid living in the country, what we didn't even have locks on the doors. You couldn't have locked the door at our house if you wanted to. We didn't have locks on the doors. Most of the time, if we didn't go off more than a day or two, we didn't even pull the door shut. Just the screen door was all that was closed. If we're going to town to get groceries 3 miles away, we're only going to be going a half a day. I mean, you just leave the screen door closed. The door's open. You know, if a neighbor comes by and needed a drink of water, hey, just go in the house and get one, you know. And if they're hungry, go and open the refrigerator and eat something. You could trust people back in the days when I was a kid. But not anymore. I remember one night we were leaving church in Dallas when we still had church over there, and it was a summer day, and it was 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock when we left, but it was still daylight, you know, in the summer, in the peak of the summer, it stays light till 8 or 8:30 or 9 o'clock. Well, we stopped at a little restaurant just right down the street there to have dinner about 8 o'clock. And of course, when we got out of the car, Cheryl, she didn't carry nothing with her. I didn't carry nothing with me. So obviously somebody was watching. Uh-oh, there's a man dressed up in a suit. There's a woman dressed up real pretty. And she's not carrying a purse. So obviously she left it in the car. So she's not carrying it. We go in the restaurant. I lock the door, set the alarm, all that stuff. And we're in the restaurant, we have something to eat, we get out, come back out, and I look at the car, and the right side, the passenger side, the glass was broken a million pieces, and Cheryl's purse and her makeup bag was gone. I thought, ain't this something? Now, we locked it, but they still got in and got her purse and her makeup bag. When they come up there, I've come to find out, when I called the guy to put the new glass in, I said, how can they do this without setting off the alarm? Oh, he said, to break a glass, it don't set off the alarm. Somebody's got to touch a handle or do something. But he says, they've learned that they can stick a screwdriver in that glass and pop it, and that glass, since it's safety glass, it is breaks in a million pieces, and the glass is completely gone. In one heartbeat, all they got to do is reach in. They don't have to worry about getting cut because the glass is gone. They reach in through the hole, they pick up that purse and that makeup bag, and they're gone. And so Cheryl immediately called the credit card company, and they had already filled her car up with gas. So they canceled that and said, okay, you want to pay for that, and they canceled her card, so it won't work nowhere else. But in that short a period of time, even by locking the car, we still had a break-in and lost her purse and her makeup bag, her everything, with her phone, you know, her everything. Lost it all.
And it was at the very front. We were looking outside.
Yeah, we were sitting right there watching outside. I don't know how I missed it in the daytime, but somebody went up there, bam, gone. Isn't it wonderful to live in such a wonderful place?
Wow.
They call the world. Welcome to the world, right, Tom? We all live in that world. Now, if we think it's bad right now, when we get to this time that God's talking about right here, it's going to be far worse. Now, he says there that the city is in chaos. Every home is locked to keep out looters. Because, I mean, if every grocery store is closed, I mean, it's amazing, isn't it? Let's 11 and 12. Let's see what it says here. Mobs gather in the streets crying out for wine. Joy has reached its lowest ebb. Gladness has been banished from the land. The city is left in ruins with its gates battered down. Boy, it doesn't sound like a good time to be around, does it? Verse 13 and 14. Throughout the earth, the story is the same. Where? Throughout the whole earth, it's going to be the same. You say, well, when that happens in Texas, I'll go to Mexico. I'll go to South America. I'll go over to Africa. It don't matter where you go, it's going to be the same. So you ain't going to be able to get away from this. Throughout the earth, the story is the same. Like the stray olives left on the tree or the few grapes left on the vine after harvest, only a remnant is left. I mean, just a few. But all who are left will shout and sing for joy. Those in the west will praise the Lord's majesty. I mean, do you think by this time, those that are left, I mean, there's going to be some people who's going to say, this has got to be God. That's the only way this could have happened. So since we've heard all our life to praise God, do you think the Muslims even know that there's really a God? And do you know one day when he wipes out everything and leaves, in fact, in Obadiah, the book of Obadiah, he says he'll not leave one single one of those Muslims alive. He's going to kill them all. Isn't that awful? All who are left will shout and sing for joy. There's not going to be many left. Those in the west will praise the Lord's majesty. Verse 14, 15 and 16. In eastern lands, give glory to the Lord. In the coastlands of the sea, praise the name of the Lord, the God of Israel. Hey, we got it down right. The Lord, the God of Israel. Listen to them as they sing to the Lord from the ends of the earth. Hear them singing praises to the righteous one. But my heart is heavy with grief. I am discouraged, for evil still prevails and treachery is everywhere. There's still some wicked people out there. Verse 17 and 18. Terror and traps and snares will be your lot. In other words, he ain't through with these people. You people of the earth, those who flee in terror will fall into a trap. And those who escape the trap will step into a snare. Destruction falls on you from the heavens. The world is shaken beneath you. 19 and 20. The earth has broken down and has utterly collapsed. Everything is lost, abandoned, and confused. The earth staggers like a drunkard. It trembles like a tent in a storm. It falls and will not rise again, for its sins are very great. Can you imagine, can you see this great big old giant ball of ours spinning out here going around the sun and this thing's like this? You know, can you imagine, just like that lady I was listening to earlier today down there in Haiti. She said this morning in Haiti, Sunday morning in Haiti, she said, all of a sudden, we had a tremendous tremor, and I'm here like this. And said, whenever it started in the house we were in, everybody in panic jumped and ran outside to get in the open because they're afraid the house is going to fall. How would you like to live in a place like that? But do you know that could happen right here?
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled Great Shaking Coming in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.